Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this will get your week off, the results, to a rousing start. Put a big smile on your face. Oh, man. So weekend Twitter poll, do you think Power 5 conferences will play college football this fall? 68.4% of you say no. 31.6% of you say yes. It's not looking great. It doesn't seem like it. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. Today's daily Twitter poll at Fan Morning Show. Whenever you get an opportunity, obviously we'll talk about this a little bit later in the 8 o'clock hour. Who should start game one of the playoffs in net for the Penguins? Murray, Jari, goalie controversy, right? It's pretty close right now. 51.5% of you say Matt Murray. 48.5% of you say Tristan Jari. I assume that'll be right around 50-50 throughout the day. Vote whenever you get an opportunity. Tell all your friends. Get to Twitter and vote at Fan Morning Show whenever you get the opportunity. It's 51.5 to 48.5. So, wow. Jim, I think that'll probably yo-yo throughout the day. Stay right around 50% for each. It feels like the city is split. Right. But, there's no way to put it nicely. And, again, we'll talk about this at 8 o'clock more. There's no way to put it nicely. Murray just wasn't good the other day.
No, but a 50-50 split in the morning show poll can only mean one thing.
Goalie controversy.
You're right about that. No controversy about this. I don't think these are good times for Cole Tucker, right? So they're going to move Cole Tucker to the outfield, get him some looks in the outfield. Now, you made the point that you wanted to see Frazier in the outfield. I understand that, but here's exactly what this means for me. Right? And it's pretty simple to me, the proposition about putting Cole Tucker in the outfield. So Cole Tucker gets thrown out there. He's not played outfield before. I guess they think that he's athletic enough to do so. It's a real weird situation. So it's pretty easy to see because he's got a better glove than Frazier. I don't care that Frazier was a gold glove finalist. Cole Tucker's a better infielder. That they have serious doubts about Tucker's ability to ever hit Major League Baseball pitching consistently. I don't think they think that Cole Tucker can hit consistently. If that wasn't the case, they'd tinker with Frazier in the outfield instead. What's going on right now is they're putting Cole Tucker in the outfield to essentially keep him around and to keep a spot for him. And this right now is, they're just keeping him around as a backup middle infielder for the most part, helping to fill a bit of a need right now until O'Neill Cruz gets here. That's it. If not,
well, the funny thing is, you mentioned
it would be simple. You just move Frazier to the outfield.
You know, I had said a while ago, this is before everybody got hurt, okay, or Polanco with the coronavirus, that I would have considered moving. And Jerrod Dyson, I guess it's nice to have a veteran and he's fast and he's kind of a cool guy. But I'd rather have an outfield with Brian Reynolds in center and then fill around him. And when Polanco comes back, you have him in right field and then put Frazier out there because then you've got guys that can hit. But the thing is that the Pirates right now don't have enough guys who can hit. And with Polanco's absence, you know, we talked about his return, and he has played well. How much that added to the lineup.
Okay, who's a better hitter?
Him in there
who's a better hitter? Well, hold on a minute here. You're using too many words. Let's get right to it. Who's a better hitter, Osuna or Cole Tucker?
Osuna.
Why not play Osuna at first and move Josh Bell to right field?
Well, that was another part of my plan before Polanco came back healthy. I've said that before. And then when you mention O'Neill Cruz, then when's the time going to come when they move him to the outfield? Because he just, whatever, I don't know. Maybe I'm being prejudiced against a guy who's like 6'6" at shortstop or 6'7", whatever he is. But a lot of people have talked about projecting him to an outfielder at some point. And if that's going to happen, then why not do it now? It's like the way they should have made Josh Bell a first baseman when he first came into the system.
Cole Tucker is unbelievable with the glove. He can't offset the fact that he can't hit. And this shows it. This shows that they're trying to find anything to have him stick around to be a backup middle infielder just in case something goes wrong. They get caught with their pants down, though. And that's what happens this season. When you go into a season with Guillermo Heredia as your fourth outfielder, where's Jason Martin? Why can't Jason Martin help them? Give me Travis Swaggerty instead of Guillermo Heredia.
Well, I'll go along with the Jason Martin thing. Remember, I was going to say a year ago at this time is the middle of the season. But a year ago at this point in the season, Jason Martin was ahead of Brian Reynolds. Remember, he made the opening day roster last year. And then Reynolds only got called up when they had the Marte-Gonzalez collision. And then Reynolds obviously deserved to stay in the majors. So, you know, do you give Martin another look? I agree with you there, too. I would rather see – I know Heredia got a hit the other night, knocked in a couple runs. But I think overall, I'd rather see Jason Martin. I'd rather see a lot of guys out there.
Jim, and this also tells me from an organizational depth chart situation, and Ben Charrington is a master at scouting and looking and developing young people. He already has Gonzalez as a better baseball player than Cole Tucker, than who he just drafted.
Yeah, I don't get the infatuation with Gonzalez either. But in terms of a backup infielder, then he can fit that bill. And we haven't even gotten to who's going to be the DH. And you're right, it's not going to make any sense if Osuna's the designated hitter when he's a superior first base is his best position.
Right.
He's the best fielding first
base. If he has a better glove, why is he not on the field? I'm lost in all this.
We may see that tonight.
Yeah, I'm sort of lost as to why they're trying. They have a round peg they could put in a round hole. Move Bell to right field, put Osuna at first, you improve defensively, you keep Bell's bat in there, and you just live with it in right field. Bell has played there before. To piecemeal in either Cole Tucker or Guillermo Heredia, you're taking a step back where you're forcing one guy who's never played the position into right field, and you're taking a step back with both of those guys offensively. You're losing on both accounts.
You know what's interesting is that Shelton is a Joe Madden guy. Joe Madden is one of his mentors. He learned under Joe Madden. And Joe Madden famously, remember the wild card game here, where Joe Madden's putting Schwarber out in left field, who's not a good fielder, because he wanted his bat in the lineup. And then the Pirates were afraid of Pedro Alvarez's defense at first base, so they had Sean Rodriguez at first instead. Exactly the opposite there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that maybe Shelton would think more along the Joe Madden lines.
Well, they lose Dickerson, they lose Marte, and they get caught with their pants down for not going and getting anybody. That's the overarching theme here with all of this. Who knows? But I still think there's a remedy that they're not turning to that fix for, that they're just doing something differently.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.